This is Ozarks at Large. The latest round of Talk Business Hendricks College polling looks at how Arkansans may vote in the primary elections. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas recently sat down to discuss the upcoming elections with KATV's lead Capitol reporter Janelle Lilly. Robert Kuhn, a Republican strategist with Impact Management Group, and Skip Rutherford, dean of the Clinton School of Public Service.
Before we talk about those poll numbers, I think there's something else that's been more major that happened on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Yesterday, we got the announcement that the president, President Barack Obama, is coming here to Arkansas to tour the damage on Wednesday with the governor. And I just want to ask the first question as far as how this plays politically. Of course, there's not a primary in the race where Senator Pryor is, but does it make any kind of difference?
Well, I'll start. I think it shouldn't. I hope it doesn't. We live in a very partisan environment, hyper-political. I think there are certainly some times when politics have to be put aside. I think the tragedy and damage, that we've seen with the tornadoes is one of those times. And I would hope that, the temptation to be snarky and jump into the partisanship would be resisted by folks.
I agree with that. We've seen disasters in the past. We've seen Oklahoma, Arizona, presidents come to support the victims, to support the families, to support the state. This rises above partisanship, and I agree with Robert. It doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. When it comes to helping people who are struggling and who are hurting, it's the right thing to do.
You have two people who are not running for election, President Obama and then also Governor Mike Beebe. Mm-hmm. So both of those guys are the main headliners there.
And my question, too, though, is for Senator Pryor, who extended this invitation to President Obama to come here, does it blunt the stigma for him of the attachment to President Obama that is clearly a very big political factor in this year's races? If you're going to be seen with President Obama in a time of need, does that not help politically?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think, again, if you look at it from a political perspective, his request for President Obama coming is genuine. I mean, Arkansas needs help. Faulkner County was devastated, and so were many other little towns along the way. So I think you've got to look at this purely as I'm standing up for my state. I'm advocating for people. I think anybody in a responsible position would do that, Democrat or Republican.
I would agree with that. I think having the president, regardless of what party he's in and who he is and whether or not he's well-liked, I think having the president here in this type of situation is one that's a good thing, and I would hope that it doesn't turn into a political issue.
Well, I'll take the position of that I do think it will turn into something of a political issue, and I do think that it will help Mark Pryor to be seen with the president in a time of need. I see that as being something that is very possible in terms of voter appreciation for that necessarily, particularly in a part of the state where Faulkner County leans very Republican.
Well, it might, but I mean, again, you're going to have people, unlike Robert and me, who are so partisan on either side, that you're going to have people shooting at them. And I think it's a fair point to say that they're going to be critics. But I also think it's a fair point to point out that, look, it puts Tom Cotton in a little awkward spot. I mean, he voted against aid for Super Sandy. So the question is he going to support aid for Faulkner County?
Well, I can't see him not supporting.
I can't imagine any circumstance that he wouldn't do that.
Well, that could be a flip-flop position.
Let's turn our attention to the 2nd Congressional District.
Yeah, these numbers were, I was very surprised when we got those. And 59% for French Hill, 14% for Colonel Conrad Reynolds, and then 7% for Ann Clemmer, which also surprised me considering how many voters you have in Saline County. What are your thoughts on this?
If these numbers are anywhere close, barring a major upset, French Hill is in a prime position to win this thing without a runoff.
I actually wanted to move you to the 4th District. We talked about the 20% undecided in the 2nd District, but you did some strong polling in Garland County in the 4th District and still getting 43% undecided. How does that play into the race?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, our poll construction was we surveyed Republican voters who they had to have a history originally from of voting in previous Republican primaries. Then we asked them, did they plan to participate in this upcoming May 20th Republican primary? So I feel like it's a very strong likely voter in a Republican primary for those numbers there. The undecideds don't really surprise me. The 4th District's so vast. I mean, it's so big anyway. And we did get about a quarter of the votes out of Garland County, which you tell me. I mean, I think that's a pretty accurate representation of the 4th.
Yeah, I mean, the 4th District obviously has changed in recent years. I think still Garland County is a pretty substantial base there, and I would imagine it's going to turn out a a significant amount of voters, and obviously that's, you know, Bruce Westerman's home, and
right.
and I know Tommy has some roots there as well, but.
But Bruce has been there for a lot longer and been elected to office there as well, too.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's talk about the AG's race, too. We'd like to get y'all's take on that again. In this Republican primary, we see David Sterling with about 21%, Patricia Nation and Leslie Rutledge at 10 and 9. Huge undecided here. This stuff's going to have to break in the next 2 weeks. I mean, what's going to happen?
I was surprised at how many undecided there were. And, you know, maybe that will change now that Leslie just released that ad this past week, so I don't know.
Sterling's going up with an ad as well, too.
I saw his ad as well, yeah. I haven't seen anything from Nation yet, but those numbers are certainly in flux, but 60% undecided.
So how does a voter make their mind up now that they're going to the poll on a race that I think the Attorney General's office is a pretty important one? You need to have some knowledge of what's going on there.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I mean, I think if you look at these numbers and you see, you know, again, if you were each of the campaign, what you'd be saying is, let's get on television. Let's get our name out there. Let's do this. But Robert makes a point about, you know, a targeted number of Republican voters. So, you know, maybe a strong direct mail campaign, a strong internet campaign. I don't know. I don't think the Republican voters even know their candidates for Attorney General. I think they know Bruce Westerman. They know Tim Griffin. They know Asa Hutchinson. I mean, but I don't think they know David Sterling or Leslie Rutledge.
I would agree with that. I mean, I think you've got candidates in this race that obviously have legal careers or have worked in party, but they haven't served the public. So they really are coming from an area of really low name ID. You know, as to how people make up their mind, there's a lot of different ways people make up their mind. It might be ballot position in some places. They might skip it all together and just not pick. I think it's probably pretty likely this one goes to a runoff if, you know, you don't see any major movement soon. You know, I would think just based on infrastructure and what I've seen some of the candidates doing, you probably are going to have Sterling and Leslie Rutledge in maybe a runoff and then see how it goes from there. You know, barring any kind of last-minute major endorsements that help an undecided voter who doesn't know any of the candidates that'll finally say, you know, well, if he likes her or he likes him, then I'll go with that. You know, that could be a last-minute factor.
I agree with that. Leslie is from my hometown of Batesville, so our families have been friends for years.
And you're still not voting in the Republican primary.
But she is a very bright, talented woman. I mean, yeah, I may disagree with her politically, but I am certainly not criticizing her ability to be smart and her ability to make decisions. So I wouldn't underestimate her. I wouldn't underestimate her, though I do think that Sterling's ads about, you know, his conservative positions and all that are getting out there
that
a little bit.
The PAC money paid for the
senior
ground.
Well, I think
that's
right. And I think also, again, I think being from Central Arkansas, where he is known in the legal community what's the number of undecided? 60?
60.
Still at 60. It's pretty big.
You ought to get in the race, Robbie.
It's too late now. I'd have to go right in.
Go right in. Yeah. Robert and I could help you.
I don't think I could do that. So change my name to Elvis Presley. I might have a little bit bigger.
You know, get that law degree,
CCR.
Too.
Right.
Yeah, CCR.
Do you have to have a law degree to run for attorney general? Do you just have to be learned in the law? I think you just have to be learned in the law.
You probably have to have paid your dues, though.
Well, you definitely have to have your legal license.
Why would you have to do that?
That was Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas, speaking with KATV's lead capital reporter, Janelle Lilly. Robert Kuhn, a Republican strategist with Impact Management Group, and Skip Rutherford, dean of the Clinton School of Public Service. You can find more from this conversation at talkbusiness.net. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T. Challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com.